Okay.
Okay. Just stop dropping the mic.
Stop it.
That's pretty dramatic for a banana.
All right. Record. It's okay.
Oh,
so
my.
We'll introduce it.
Oh my god. That was ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Brockcast.
The first of many, I hope.
Well,
that's fake.
Well, I'm right. Mike.
I'm Dean.
Ben, do you want to say anything?
Chewing.
Okay. Ben,
wonderful.
And then, of course.
I'm chewing as well.
So, you're both just munching.
This is broadcast, which will happen
pretty much every week, hopefully.
Every week, yeah. Once every week.
Or a couple.
It's happening every week. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. And it's just going to be about random.
This is going to be about Alex,
stuff.
In all fairness.
It's good. Well.
Just
be
shaking
whatever
his head.
Alex makes out to be.
So yeah, you seem a bit tired, in all fairness. Do you want to explain why?
I'm just eating this banana, I'm not fucking part.
So it's first of the broadcast, and I think we need Alex to explain how he's feeling.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Alex.
Yeah, we do.
Do you want to tell people why you're in a bad mood?
No, I'm eating this banana.
Tell people why you're in a bad mood.
It's disgusting. No, it's not a banana.
God.
Go on, tell everyone why you're in such a nasty mood, Alex.
I'm gonna take your food away.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay, go on.
Because someone's fucked up somewhere. But it was a weatherman.
Might have been the Birmingham
Mail.
Or the
mail. School. Or the Birmingham Mail.
Could have been them. Or Jesus.
Like, they predicted a foot of snow, yeah, and it happened.
A foot? No one predicted.
No one predicted a foot of snow, Alex.
I don't remember the last time a foot of snow I've ever seen.
Did you just say I did? When I said no one predicted a foot of snow, did you say
well,
I did?
Someone did.
Who? Do you know how big a foot is? Have you used a ruler?
Can you? Okay, how big is a foot?
Don't know.
It's about the size of a foot, Alex. That's why it's called a foot.
The point is though.
The point is, you thought it was going to be a snow day today, so you stayed up till three.
Yeah.
Babe station.
And what were you watching, Alex, actually?
Some documentaries.
Are you
documentaries?
Sure?
Documentaries.
And how many hours of sleep did you have?
Two.
Bullshit.
Pretty tired.
That imply you woke up at 5 o'clock this morning.
I did
morning.
Wake up at five because I was excited to see the snow. There was hardly any.
My God.
I can just imagine the disappointment in his face when he looks out the window and there's just
surely
no snow.
Surely if you assumed there was going to be a snow day, you'd sleep, like, longer and wake up later than you usually would.
No. I do. I know I would.
You're stupid.
So you assumed there was a snow day, you stayed up late and planned to wake up early.
What?
I don't know.
That's a bit, Jesus Christ.
Do you want to share?
Have we got any
bodies?
Beaches coming up?
Can we move just along a bit? Move on.
Wait, how long have we got to fill this?
We'll stop at 21st. Okay, now, do you want to continue?
Well, I haven't got enough time to find any beaches.
We've still got 15 minutes, oh my god. God.
So yeah, you thought it was a snow day. You were kind of optimistic. I was kind of pessimistic. I said there was going to be no snow at all. Ben, I swear to God, no. Don't. Don't touch the microphones.
Oh my god.
But yeah. God damn it, now I've lost my train of thought. Well done.
I'd help it.
How many roads must a man walk down before he becomes a man?
Why, is this the new feature?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the feature.
Got bored and asked your question.
There's quite a few answers to this one. Okay. What was the question?
The question was, how many roads must a man walk down before he becomes a man?
Either one, the road of life.
Okay.
Or one.
Where's that?
So either one or one.
Where's the road of life?
Somewhere in Kentucky.
What if we're going to say Kent?
Somewhere in Kent.
Clubs in Kent.
What was the question again?
Oh my god.
How many roads must a man walk down before he becomes a man?
And how much roads must a man walk down?
How many?
A man?
All right, how many,
I'm
not
sorry,
how much.
I think there's sexism in the question. How many roads must a person walk down
before he or she, not discriminatory,
becomes a either man. A man or woman
no,
or both?
Stop
either gender becomes a man. It doesn't matter.
I know what we can talk about.
What?
I want to discuss this Lord of the Rings project.
No, we don't want to do that.
Why not?
Can't be bothered.
I think we should discuss this Lord of the Rings project.
I don't think we should. I think we should.
What do you think?
I think it'd be quite amusing,
move
actually.
Move on to the dyke factor.
What?
Okay.
I think your hatred of lesbianism in your thigh.
No.
Let's move on to the dyke factor. Go on. What's
this? I haven't got planned out. I mean, I don't know what we could do. I mean, get some dykes in here again. You know, sort of.
Where is this leading?
I don't know. Measure their dyke enough.
I thought you were going to say measure their hair.
Well, yeah, maybe we could do that. I don't know. It's, you know, it is.
Dyke factor 5.
Developing what? You just want to get lesbians in here, and then what?
Don't know, just measure the dyke in us. Or
what would be the criteria for the perfect dyke?
I don't know.
They like women.
I'd rock, but female.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, just get some features.
How loud is this crunchy?
Quite loud. Yeah, you can hear it. It's not as loud as the banana was.
No. Alex constantly dropping the banana.
Other chocolates are available.
Other chocolates are not available.
Okay, you're not being exactly, you know...
sociable.
Subtle with this food.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be eating it.
No.
No.
Oh, I have another bite.
Ben gives absolutely no fucks.
One more bite.
I think it's okay, because Ben's just got a chocolate bar, though. Alex has got his full
Who's
lunch out.
Who's
going
to listen to this, really? Who's going to listen to me eating some Dairy Dunkers?
Other Dunkers are
available.
Other Dunkers are available. Amanda might hear. Amanda Brock.
Quick sponsor. Other Dunkers are available. We're not promoting any kind of brand name here whatsoever.
I'm promoting all the brand names.
You're fine. It's every brand name ever.
Buy it all. Buy it now.
There you go. We'll just wait for the ad revenue to sink in now. After advertising everything. Oh dear.
We're there. Yeah.
Come on then, Brock, share your whimsy.
Yeah, share your wisdom. Oh, come on.
Do you agree with that statement, Alex?
Yeah.
No.
Do you agree with
Why is the apostrophe? Oh wait, they can't see the apostrophe.
Oh,
the
right.
Apostrophe is dashed in the wrong way.
Yes.
Basically,
get an interesting news story update.
Okay.
Okay, talk about the horse meat and beef burgers.
Let's not talk
about
that.
Oh, actually,
why? Could you do it?
Which category?
No. Wait, what? Did you put the horse meat
Are
in the
beef
burger?
You killing horses and grinding them up?
No.
Just sprinkling the dust on top of meats.
He wasn't killing them, he was just grinding them.
To what? What music? There has to be music when you're grinding horses. Horse.
What music would you grind to?
Grindhouse.
Bangarang by Skrillex.
Bangarangs by Skrillex.
Are the drum and bass available?
Yeah.
Is that drum and bass?
I don't know, I'm just guessing. I listen to that.
It was Wubstep, wasn't it?
Wubstep.
Wubstep.
I can do with it.
Why can't you find a good story, Dave?
Alright, we had one.
Tell
the
me,
horse
pick
meat.
A category, I'll look in it, and then I'll find a story for you.
Pick snooker.
Go on, pick
no,
one.
Not snooker. We're
pick
not
one.
In,
snooker.
Is there like an odd section? Like odd news?
Strange news,
yeah.
Okay.
Strange
that actually
news.
Is, that's the
strange
thing.
News.
On the BBC or just
Sky News?
I'm
BBC News.
BBC being. BBC being interesting, don't
okay.
Be stupid.
Here.
Okay, what's this?
Death Star proposal rejected by White House.
Nah.
The what?
Is it literally a Death Star?
A Death Star. A Death Star would cost over. $850 quadrillion.
Sure, it doesn't say Dead Star, and they're just going to resurrect
Michael Jackson. According to the White House, which does not support blowing up planets.
So, hang on, America was trying to build a Death Star.
Well,
or
there was a
someone
proposition. Wait, who proposed it?
Let's see.
Wait,
was it like Mitt Romney?
It was a petition signed by angry at not getting in.
Yeah.
He swore revenge.
Modern day Darth Vader.
Started by someone called John D. from Colorado.
John D.
John D.
What do you reckon of John D?
What D is in his... How do you spell D is in his just the letter
John,
D?
Letter D.
What's his last name?
It doesn't specify.
He obviously wasn't proud of it.
He wasn't proud of his last name. John Dildo.
Did you want an exact replica or did you want it like made out of Lego or something? Because a Lego Death Star in space would be quite interesting.
Lego.
Are the building blocks available?
He claimed having
no building blocks available.
He claimed having a moonside space station and interstellar weapon from the Star Wars film series would strengthen national security and create jobs.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Very
okay.
It was great jobs. Unemployment's pretty high, isn't it?
Unemployment is pretty high, but you're not going to send people into space to work on the Death Star.
Cost.
Do you reckon what would be better, Brock? Create more jobs, but we don't have the money, or just kill people? Which would solve unemployment?
Well, what was the first option?
Create more jobs, even though we haven't got money.
Yeah, with the Death Star, then.
Yeah, but we can't afford it.
We haven't got the money.
850... Okay, Alex, do you have 850 quadrillion US dollars just lying around?
Well,
It's in like the little crease in the back of his sofa. He keeps it there.
It's 850 quadrillion. You literally got a cheque for 850 quadrillion.
No, it's in pennies.
Oh.
Then he just drop pennies on the back of his couch and some nuts knock about whatever quadrillion dollars.
It's like the Niagara Falls of pennies.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, that'd be quite interesting, actually. But yeah, Alex, are you for or against this, the actual Death Star being built?
I think it should be built.
Death
Star.
So you're pro
Death Star. Dean is pro apartheid.
I'm not pro apartheid. I never said I was pro apartheid.
Dean told me that.
I never said
he told
it.
Me over a
Listen.
Dinner of vegetarian burgers.
He never said I was pro apartheid.
Worst seduction I've ever encountered.
So, did you know I'm pro apartheid?
I'm not pro apartheid.
You enjoying the meat free? You'll be having some meat later.
No.
Oh dear.
How about this, Alex, have you seen in the news the teacher that was afraid of kids?
No.
What?
Wait, what?
A teacher who has a fear of kids.
What is the name for the fear of kids?
Kinderphobia.
Pedophobia?
It could be.
Because
yeah.
Pedophilia is the love of kids, so pedophobia could be it.
Yeah.
Irrational hatred or fear of children.
I have an irrational hatred of them. I wouldn't say I have a fear of them. So what happened then? She sued for damages.
Wait, he or she? And like when they just saw children, they just start crying and collapse on the floor.
Blood pressure rises every time.
Well, like to extreme amounts, we're just talking about like a little bit of
blood
pressure.
She just gets a little bit
stressed.
I don't know, but it says like the fear of kids caused her blood pressure to soar, forcing her to retire in the middle of 2010 school year. She claims.
Oh. So
bullshit.
So did she know beforehand and then go into the job thinking she could conquer it, or did she just walk and go, "Oh snap, I'm scared," and then sprints out the whole place crying?
From the beginning, a former high school teacher sued the school district where she used to work, saying administrators discriminated against her because she has a fear of young children.
So basically,
what was discrimination?
You can't teach because you have a fear of children. This is discrimination.
I'm going to sue you.
Well, you know, I hate to be stereotypical, but it kind of just sums up pretty much the whole kind of, let's just sue their asses off. Kind of, you know, it's not my fault, I'm going to sue everyone. Yes, it's your fault. You're scared of kids, why are you a teacher?
That woman's really weird looking.
Well, what does she look like? I can't see from my direction.
Be honest, bro.
Alex, hang on. So that's your contribution. We're talking about, you know, irrational fear of kids and, you know...
It's a nice shade of pink, though.
And you're just looking at...
But it looks like she's got no neck.
Jesus, she looks flipping scary.
I know, yeah.
She looks like a modern-day Star Wars character, sort of.
She looks like a
Jabba the
Hutt.
Hang on, wait, what does she look like?
A Suntaran of Doctor Who.
A Suntaran.
I don't know what that is.
Or any other children's BBC show.
Sci-fi also available.
Other shows also available.
Remember a while back on the CBeebies where like the parents were complaining about...
You watch CBBC?
No.
Whoa. You just said, remember a while back when the children were complaining about the children and the...
No.
And then you started shaking your arm.
Your wrist near your crotch.
About the woman
You shouldn't be allowed to watch children's
TV. Oh, yeah, the woman that has like a prosthetic arm.
And she got fired, didn't she?
Yes. I think, well...
Did she actually get fired?
Yeah.
Really? There was a massive dispute and she was fired.
What happened was parents were phoning in saying that their children were scared and the children were like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they said like, oh, my children having nightmares. They said like, oh, she's excellent. I love it.
She's excellent. Right hug.
Alex, if you're in charge of the BBC and you had these phone calls about, you know, kids being scared about this woman, what would you do? What would you do?
What, with a peg leg woman?
No, she's not got a peg, she's got a prosthetic arm.
Yeah. Are you not even listening?
John Silver now works for the BBC.
I'm tired, so I haven't been listening. Is that your mum ringing you?
It's my mum texted me, yes.
Oh, she's here. Really?
She's not here. She's not here. She was not here for the Ben Can't Play series, and she's not here now.
She's here.
No, she's not here.
Okay, anyway, back on topic.
She's been handing me these chocolate bars.
Back on topic. Alex, what would you do? Would you fire this person, or would you, you know, would you see if there was another course of action you could take?
No, I'd let her stay on.
You'd let her stay on?
What about the parents complaining, though?
What if the viewing figures go down and they start watching CITV?
No, they won't.
Let's be honest, no one's going to watch CITV anymore. Yeah,
but Alex, sticking to the BBC, if you were like the head owner of the BBC, what would you have done about Jimmy Savile, like the current affairs of Jimmy Savile?
What if I knew he was a paedophile?
No. Like, what's happened now, but instead of whoever it is that heads BBC, I haven't the fuck, it's you. What would you do?
The bloke's name.
It's not really that important.
Let's call him Fontal.
It's Alex Brock that's in charge of the
BBC.
Right,
for the time being, it's Darth Vader that runs the BBC. But if you did it, what would happen?
I've taken over from Darth Vader.
Good old Darth. And they really enjoyed Darth's time there. Mm.
they thought that like that breathing impairment was quite funny.
His views on comedy.
The humour may have been a bit dark, but you know.
The humour may have been on the dark side.
That's kind of where I was going.
Other sides of the Force are available.
Today's podcast is sponsored by the dark side.
So what would you do about Jimmy Savilebrock?
Probably kill him.
No, he's dead. Unless you want to kill him again, but he won't do much.
Just spend money to reanimate him.
Cromwell, didn't they?
Yeah, they
dug him up and hung him. What do you mean he's dead? Yeah, he's dead, he died. We've got to punish him.
Did you hear
kill
about
him again.
Going a bit off topic. Did you hear about that earthquake this morning in Leicestershire?
That's only Leicestershire.
I think it was like a 2.9 magnitude.
I don't know what that means.
Well, all those tea stores got absolutely wrecked.
Yeah. All those old people just tripping over because that's not normal,
In all fairness, they probably shake more than that themselves.
They levelled it out.
I've never been so unbalanced.
Was the cause of the earthquake?
You hear about
it
that
just triggered an epicenter.
What about the Google car killing a donkey?
When did it come up to that?
It's on the street.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah, look. Google denies killing donkey with Maps car.
Wait, what?
I'm on Google Maps as well.
Wait. The Cardworth donkey or?
No.
Oh my God, that's where the donkeys went. Okay, just for clarity, a couple of years ago, where Alex lives, the donkeys disappeared. Like, he doesn't know where. They just up and vanished one day. He couldn't find them. We
could
found
them. It was the Cardworth crew that stole them.
Nah.
You are a member.
We didn't steal the donkeys. Look at that, though. The donkey was standing up. And you go along the road.
Is it actually, these are a photograph from the actual vehicle of him slowly being hit away.
You can't see like the actual donkey being hit, but you can see like the donkey's walking along the side of the path, and then the next photo, the donkey's dead on the ground.
Can't see the photograph.
Well, you'd have to wait, Leo.
Oh, wait.
It's really, really suggestive, because before they pass the donkey, it's standing fine.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they pass it, it's directly behind the car. Mm. And it's dead.
Wait, where did you say this was?
Where is it, Dean?
Where is it? It says... Botswana.
Botswana?
Oh, Botswana.
I didn't even did Google Maps in Botswana.
Alex, don't
actually move it, otherwise we will be generally massacred.
Put it in your bag.
It's not even lunchtime.
Just leave it. Leave it
okay, Steph walks in now.
It's hidden behind there. She won't.
She walks dressed and goes, that's a bloody lunchbox. I'm going to kill you all with my fingertip.
Wrap this up now.
Prove it.
Right, next week, I'll have the dyke factor sorted out.
Wait,
going to be
name
an actual
the dykes
feature?
That may be on here.
I don't know any. I have to find some.
Are you going
to
be in a better mood?
Before we wrap things up, Alex. If you were in a Google Maps car driving around Botswana and you hit a donkey
or a person,
what would you do?
Don't know. You don't know.
Just stand there?
What happens if you were in like heavy traffic and you're in the Google car? Would you like get out and road rage or something? You've got to get a job done. And you don't want
the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not you just detach the camera and start walking down the road.
Yeah, props do that.
Leave the car.
Anyway,
just leave the car running. And just run off with the camera.
Yeah, but if Google Maps is sorted, it doesn't matter about the greenhouse gases. Because then you can see the greenhouse gases rising. So you know you're going to die then.
We're done,
At least you've seen it.
Yeah, we'll go.
We're like, dive back to next week.
All right.
What about the what about the feature feature?
Oh yeah, we'll do the feature feature. Maybe right. Some more features.
Oh my god.
Be features. Back with another broadcast next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I'll be in a better mood next
That's
week.
It. All right, I hope
Prove
so.
It.
All right.
Okay. Well, see you. Bye. Till next time. Yeah. Oh my god, no. Stop doing that.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't work.